RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. I've got some soapbox issue things that I want to complain about before the year is up. I would say that I'm going to try to be a more positive version of myself in 2026, but I don't want to set myself up for failure. I'm sure by January 8th, I'll be complaining about something new. So I'm just going to keep being who I am and accept that's who I am in life. I want to go through these three important games that we have going on. We just have three. Now, I don't want to fully go into my complaining yet. And I know that some of you, your stance is, as long as football is on television, you are going to be watching it and the NFL is your favorite show. I'm telling you right now, we never needed week 18 in the NFL season. We didn't need week 18. Well, Carrington, look at the games that we have. Well, Seattle was always going to play San Francisco. They're in the division. They have to play each other twice. Carolina was always going to play Tampa Bay a second time. All of these games at the end of the season are divisional games that were happening anyway. We have not added anything to our football experience. It's just more. But I'm not ready to completely get on my soapbox just yet.
Hey, it's George Karlaftis.
I was like, hold on, what happened? I was like, I know I heard that. I was like, what happened? Rob canceled me. I was like, what? I was confused. I was like, was I on the air? I was very confused there for a second. All right, Rob, let's start with this. Can you tell me why Tampa Bay is favored? Can you give me an honest answer, watching the National Football League, why a team who has won one time since Halloween and they are 1-7 in their last eight games, can you tell me why they're favored against anybody in the last month of games? Tampa Bay has lost to all other three teams in the NFC South and also went on the road and lost to the Miami Dolphins, who have very little to play for. Can anybody explain to me why Tampa Bay is favored in this game when, in my opinion, they have done absolutely nothing to be favored in this game? Carolina is better than they are. Carolina just beat them a couple of weeks ago. They are playing better and a more consistent team. We got to let go of Tampa Bay and the team that they were in week five. We got to let that go. That's not the team that's currently playing for them anymore. I know we like Baker Mayfield and they got guys on their team that we know, but I'm here to tell you that that team is like the Grinch. Stink, stank, stunk. That is an awful football team. There's no reason for them to be favored in this game. They got to beat somebody else. Yes, I will take Carolina plus money. Maybe I end up being wrong, but Mitch Holtz has said this yesterday. You can't turn winning on and off. You can't lose every game for the last 2 months and now tell me when it really matters you're going to figure out a way to win. No, you ain't been figuring out this whole time. This division was right there for the taking if you were Tampa Bay. There's no reason for Tampa Bay to have a losing record, not with the schedule and not with the division that they have given the talent. I know they had injuries. Everybody in the National Football League has dealt with injuries this year. There's no reason for Tampa Bay to be the favorite in this game. Give me Carolina on the road.
I agree with you, and I'm not trying to defend the logic here because I fully believe you are correct. Is it as simple as Vegas doesn't know what to do with the Panthers? Because I think the Panthers are better than the Bucks, but are the Panthers good? And to win in the NFL on the road, you kind of have to be good, or you have to be playing just the dregs of the NFL. Like, the Panthers look better. They've won some important games recently. They looked bad last week against a team that I think is very good in Seattle. Came into Charlotte, thumped them. It feels like Bryce Young is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Whichever one you consider the good one, he's that. And then the next week, he's the other one. The Panthers are not a great team. And I wonder if, hey, we think they're mediocre. We think the Bucks are mediocre. The Bucks are at home and they have the pedigree of winning. We're going to favor the Bucks. I'm not saying it's good logic, but I'm trying to construe a version of life where it looks like the Bucks are favored at home.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with what you're saying, and I think you're probably right that the public, if you were telling me between those two teams, I like Baker Mayfield, I don't know Bryce Young, this one team has offensive weapons and pieces that I do know. They made the playoffs the last couple of years. Yeah, the public still thinks very highly of Tampa Bay when they have been given no evidence of why they should think highly about Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is losing this game and firing their coach at the end of the That's what our Monday conversation when we come back is how Tampa Bay finished the year 7-10 and why Todd Bowles is out and how desirable is the Tampa Bay job. I'm here to tell you that's how the story ends for them. On Saturday night, we have Seattle and San Francisco. Man, it is funny how wasn't Sam Darnold in this exact same position last year? Like, I'm not crazy, right? We lived through that. This time a year ago, wasn't Sam Darnold in a game where if he won, his team was going to be the one seed, and if they lose, they were going to be the five or the six seed and then go on the road in the postseason? Like, I'm sure that that happened. Very simple when it comes to Seattle. I can't say it any more simplistic than this. Win this game, we will believe in you. Lose this game, no one will believe in you. They're the favorites? Okay. I'll take San Francisco plus money at home and feel very, very good about it. Better quarterback, better coach, better weapons, a more diverse offense. I'm surprised.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Eyes in a game that really means everything, that Sam Darnold is the favorite between he and Brock Purdy for seemingly no reason. I know that people like Seattle right now. They're the betting favorite in the NFC to represent them in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. Seeing is believing with Sam Darnold. I'm on the other side. Give me San Francisco. I think they're going to be the one seed. I think they take care of business.
So first and foremost, I want to get this off my chest. Why did the NFL put this game on Saturday night? This is the best game of the weekend.
Not even close.
I don't know why Ravens and Steelers, because of the lure and the AFC North and Smash Mouth football and blah, 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 blah.
This is the argument I think I could make.
This game's better.
I agree with you, though. But I think the argument would be is there's still a safety net for one of those two teams. If San Francisco loses, they're not out of it. They're just going to be the wild card team. Same thing for Seattle. That is the only game in which it is 100%. There's only one possible outcome. The winner makes it to the playoffs and the loser is out of it. So it's the only true technical playoff game. It's really the unofficial start of the NFL playoffs. So I'm with you. I'd much rather watch Seattle and San Francisco if those are my two options. And I do agree with you. That's the game of the week. That has to be their logic. It could be Aaron Rodgers' last game and it's the only true win or go home scenario in week 18.
I mean, I guess. Last year, you mentioned Sam Darnold's in this exact same situation. Last year, Vikings at Lions, winner's the one seed, loser is a six seed, 2-14-2 teams, Sunday Night Football. This year, very similar circumstances, Saturday night on ESPN. It just feels like that game got relegated to a spot it shouldn't be. I am going to tell you this. I have been buying Seattle stock all season long. I like their head coach. I really like their defense. They do a lot of things well. I thought they were DOA in that Rams game. They came all the way back and won. You do not want to face that team in Seattle. I think Seattle's going to go win this game. I think Seattle's the better team, and the only reason people like you or national media types or whoever are doubting the Seahawks is because they're quarterback. But Sam Darnold is not that much worse than Brock Purdy. They are, if you were to do a tier system of quarterbacks, they're on the same tier. Neither one of them are Mahomes or Allen, but they're probably in that second tier. Maybe you trust the Niners more because they're at home, but I like the Seahawks to get a win, and I think Seattle could be a real problem if you have to go to whatever the name of that field is now up in Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle fooled me once. Sam Darnold has fooled me once. You can't be fooled again. I'm not being fooled again when it comes to them. Sunday Night Football, the last game of the regular season, Ravens and Steelers. To me, this is the Who Cares Bowl. I mean, I don't really care. Honestly, the only intrigue for me in this game is what happens to the losing coach. That's the only intrigue for me. If Mike Tomlin and the Steelers lose this game at home, and they had two chances to win their division at the end of the season, and they lost to Cleveland, who has absolutely nothing to play for, and they lose at home to the Baltimore Ravens with still no clarity on if their starting quarterback is going to be there, we know that the fans have grown restless with Mike Tomlin, and is there going to be enough pressure from the fan base to do something with him? That's the only intrigue for me in this game. Sure, we'll watch it. It's an NFL playoff game. It's on television. I mean, it's really the only game of real intrigue on Sunday, so you got to watch some football on Sunday. But yeah, whichever one of these teams is losing in the first round of the playoffs, so what does it really matter?
Again, not trying to be on my soapbox for last show of the year, but this game might not even have Lamar. I mean, Aaron Rodgers at 41 against Snoop Huntley is more exciting than Sam Darnold and Brock Purdy. Just, you're right. I'm more excited about Monday morning than I am about Sunday Night Football. Let's see if Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh have a job, because a week from yesterday is going to be Black Monday in the NFL. It's firing day. You think Todd Bowles is going to get fired? I think the loser, or even maybe the winner of this game, is fired, and then we're going to have, if it's John Harbaugh, an offseason of, well, what do you do with Lamar? Does he get along with Coach X conversations? And the Steelers are going to be maybe in full rebuild if they fire Tomlin without Rodgers. Like, the intrigue in this game to me is just what team is a week away from the offseason, because both are offseason intrigue. Again, we don't have to belabor it. I don't understand this game, Sunday Night Football. Snoop Huntley and Aaron Rodgers at 41, pass. Pass, pass, pass.
You know what? It won't be a whole lot of that in the game, which you were talking about. It will not be a lot of that.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.